Leia ignored the droids and turned to Luke.
I hope you didn't come all this way just to send me home to recover, she said. Because that's not going to happen.
Luke smiled.
The thought never crossed my mind, he said. Actually, I came to deliver that background report you and Han wanted on Get. But I think I'm going to stick around and try to figure out what the Krefs are really doing in the Rift. How so?
Leia asked.
The Rift is valuable, Luke said. But it's hardly worth making an enemy of the Jedi.
Maybe the Krefs miscalculated,
Keg suggested.
Maybe they thought they wouldn't be blamed for the sabotage. Or maybe they didn't realize how the Jedi would react to mass murder.
I'm sorry, Captain Keg, but that is extremely unlikely. In any intellectual contest, the odds of a Kalumai miscalculating the opponent's response are...
Thank you, 3PO,
Luke interrupted.
But the odds don't matter.
He tripped the FX-4's circuit breaker to prevent it from making a record of their conversation, then assigned R2-D2 to prevent any eavesdropping by the central monitoring computer.
This is about more than trying to corner the galactic metal markets. I'm very sure. It's bigger than that.
And you're sure of that, why?
Leia asked.
I'll fill you in more completely later,
Luke said.
But Lando and I were talking, and I don't think we can ignore the possibility of Sith involvement. The ship sighting on Remook may be nothing more than a coincidence, or it may be a hint of what's really going on in the Rift. The only thing we know for sure is that the Krefs are up to something out here we don't understand. And we'd better figure it out quick, before it becomes any more of a problem for the rest of the galaxy.
More of a problem?
Han asked.
You mean the Rift isn't the only place they're blighting?
Far from it,
Luke said.
Their holdings in the Galactic Alliance have more than tripled since they relocated to the Chulun Rift, despite this being a very strange base from which to run a financial empire. The question is, why are they here?
You're suggesting there's something in the Rift that makes it all possible,
Leia surmised.
And you think it might be Sith?
Sith?
Han snorted in disgust.
Well, that might explain why the Krefs aren't too worried about Jedi. If they got a bunch of Sith on their side, they might feel pretty confident about dealing with Leia and me.
Leia frowned.
But it doesn't explain the Mandalorians and the Nargons. First, Mandalorians don't like Sith any more than they like us. Second, if the Krefs have an army of Sith at their disposal, why would they pay for mercenaries?
My thoughts exactly,
said Lando, who had been standing on the far side of the room, listening quietly.
I've been running some figures since Luke and I talked. By the time the Krefs pay for those big asteroid crushers of theirs, and an army of Mandalorians to push everyone else around, they're losing money on their Chulun operation. And that's assuming they aren't paying for the pirates, too.
They're protecting a secret,
Luke said.
That has to be it. If they don't want anyone to know they're a Sith here, they can't have a security force armed with lightsabers running around, or a bunch of force-sensitive pirates trying to drive miners out. They need someone else to do that. So they hire the Mandalorians.